light rain falling, light rain falling. Light rain blowing in the air.
And that light rain is what we need right now, especially in central and eastern Washington and Oregon, where wildfires have been burning all week. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe with our weather expert Cliff Mass of the University of Washington. Cliff, is there more light rain in the forecast?
There is, but just today. It looks like there'll be an improving trend over the remainder of the weekend. Right now, we have an upper-level trough over us, and that's causing upward motion clouds. And so, you know, much of Washington and even Oregon are in clouds right now. Showers are circling around from eastern Washington over the Cascades into western Washington. So many people from Portland up to Bellingham are going to see some showers today, maybe even a few thunderstorms mixed in there. But it should start weakening later in the day, and tomorrow should be the transitional day back to a much more normal situation with temperatures in the 70s and some low clouds in the morning.
So the forecast for warmer weather tomorrow and Sunday. But how is this going to affect the wildfires east of us?
Well, the big thing right now is that we have thunderstorms floating around. Now, yesterday there was a lot of thunderstorms, and you know those had lightning with them. And that's a real issue for us, because we've had a very, very dry July. I mean, we're talking about one of the driest in record in the West and much drier than normal in the East. Temperatures have been much warmer than normal in eastern Washington and Oregon. And so we have a situation where the surface, what we call the fuels, the branches, the twigs, the trees, are much drier than normal. And so lightning can initiate fires. Now, people can do it by accident as well. And so the lightning is a real danger, because not all thunderstorms bring a lot of rain. Some of them are relatively dry, and so we have lightning without heavy rain.
Right. So how common is it to have these lightning storms that don't bring enough rain with them to keep the fires down?
That is quite frequent, unfortunately. A number of the thunderstorms in eastern Washington this time of the year are what we call high base thunderstorms, where it may be raining up at the base of the cloud, but not much reaches the surface. And so that is an issue. Also, lightning can move out from where the central rain shaft is of the storm. And so it could strike in places where rain has not fallen or will not fall. So thunderstorms are a big threat as initiators for wildfires this time of the year.
And how about wind? How does that play in? It can, of course, help with air quality, but it can also fan the flames.
That's right. Well, wind is a big issue with these wildfires. And first, you know, with these thunderstorms, there's often something called a gust front that moves out from the thunderstorm that can bring winds increasing to 40, 50 miles per hour. Now, that can not only cause a fire to rev up, but it makes firefighting very dangerous. Now, we saw that with the Yarnell Hill fire down in Arizona, where those firefighters unfortunately perished. That was due to a thunderstorm miles away. The winds came down and revved the fire up. So thunderstorm winds are a big issue. Another big wind problem, especially on the eastern slopes of the Cascades, are the northwesterly winds that tend to push down across the Cascades from western Washington, descending down to the eastern slopes. You know, that's why all the wind turbines are there, because they tend to get, during the warm season, these strong northwesterly winds, and they can help rev up fires as well.
So we've had red flag warnings. What would allow the authorities to lift those?
Well, we have a problem now. We're going into a very dry period again. So we started dry. We had some thunderstorms. I mean, a few of them put down rain, but it's not going to change very radically. I mean, we're into the driest season now. Remember, we were so warm that the fire season actually started about 3 weeks earlier. I mean, so this is the period now. August is the time of risk. So we're not out of the wildfire season yet.
All right. So lots of work ahead for the firefighters. Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass teaches atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. I'm Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.